I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK. This is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between. He is the star, Richard Bazzi from Schultz Ford at schultzford.com. I am Bubba from 100.7 Star. And when it comes to music in Pittsburgh, I don't know that there is any band in Pittsburgh that is more synonymous with the city of Pittsburgh than the Clarks. And with us this morning is Greg Joseph. Welcome to Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between.
How long have you guys been together?
We are coming up on our 37th year together.
Right. So that's crazy, because when I came back, everybody said, oh, they talked about the Clarks and how wonderful, what a Pittsburgh icon you all were. And I didn't know who you were. But of course, I quickly learned, and especially after I listened. I have a musical family. And I see all of the guitars in your background.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you know. You probably don't. Did you know the guitarist Ron Anthony?
I'm not familiar with the name, I don't think.
So Ron Anthony was my uncle, and he was Frank Sinatra's lead guitarist for 25 years.
Wow.
That's gigantic.
Different genre. It was jazz. But so I love the guitar. I'm not good at it, but I own several and I love them. So I see behind you all those wonderful guitar cases. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, what is your favorite one? Which one is your favorite and why?
I have been playing Gretsch basses for a number of years, and I have an orange Gretsch Broadcaster bass, which is probably my favorite out of any of them. But I just built a bass, our luthier, who is our guitar tech guy. He knows more about guitars and building guitars than anyone. He helped me assemble a bass guitar from parts. So that's what I'm playing currently, and that's my favorite.
That's fabulous. I have an orange Gretsch also, but is it Atkins?
Chet Atkins.
Chet Atkins. Yeah, it's Chet Atkins.
Okay.
And I saw it in the movie that, what's his name, played it in? Kurt Russell, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. And so I love guitars. And you can certainly make them sing. Tell us about your journey to get from where you were to where you are now. How did that come about?
We started as four hungry, humble musicians at Indiana University of Pennsylvania back in 86-ish. And we got along real well. We had similar music tastes, and we started playing in fraternity parties and some of the on-campus events. And we realized that our goal wasn't just to play cover tunes, but it was to make original music. And we really dug in on that early on in our time together. From there, we moved to Pittsburgh and began to get some really nice radio play. And things just kind of took off from there. It was just one thing after another that incentivized the band and got us to where we are today.
Greg, let me pause you for a second. Was there a moment where you were, for example, playing in front of 25 people at a frat house, for example, and then all of a sudden you wake up one morning and you've got a show somewhere, and all of a sudden you're like, where are all of these people coming from? Do you remember that moment?
there were a few of those moments. And yeah, you remember those things really distinctly. One certainly was when Starlake, as we're back to that name, was early on in its career. Yep. It's, you know, it's time here in Western PA where they had a festival called Surge Fest.
I remember that. Surge, the drink, the soda.
Yeah, it was the soda. Yep. And it was a local bill. And we were headlining, and it was all local bands. And I, you know, can you imagine this happening today? That 18,000 or more people packed into Starlake to see a day full of local bands, and we got to headline that day. Just looking up over that hill, and just seeing the silhouettes of people, just an amazing day.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That's
a good
great question. That's a great question.
Is that the biggest crowd you ever played in front of?
That has to be one of the largest. I know we played down at Point State Park during some of their summer events, and they had estimated the crowds being larger than that. But, you know, as an official ticketed event, that's got to be one of the largest, yeah.
So out of a seven-day week, do you play how many days?
At this point, we're doing probably 45, 50 shows a year. So it's not a real strenuous schedule at this point. You know, that we were doing upwards of 100, 150 shows a year back when we were on the record labels and traveling around a lot. But that's slowed down a little bit. And we have different iterations of the band that go out and play solo shows. And three of us get together and do an acoustic show. So it really keeps us busy. And we all have sort of some side jobs that we like to do as well.
Well, even at that, you're still almost averaging one a week. So that's I think enough to keep you really busy. Is there anything that you'd share with an aspiring young artist to kind of guide them and help them reach where you are?
Yeah, boy, it's a different world, isn't it? As to how you get to the next level. In our day, it was a lot different because you had the actual CD sales and you had record sales and you had a way to make money other than just showing up at a show or trying to sell a T-shirt. Write good songs. And the biggest component for moving forward, as you see with the celebrities today, is everybody has a great social media presence.
You can become famous overnight on TikTok. You literally can go to bed being whoever and wake up the next morning being a giant celebrity. I mean, there are record labels every single day buying overnight sensations from one thing that they put on TikTok. It's happening every day.
But you know, the one thing that you can't substitute, and this would be my advice, and it's what my son is, he likes to write music, perfect your craft. Because no matter what the foundation, no matter what the base, whether it's TikTok, whether it's YouTube, no matter what it is, nobody's going to listen if you don't have the talent. So that's the base to me. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but the better you are, the better the opportunity. And Bubba, your daughter, for example, has an amazing voice and she practices her craft all the time.
Every single day.
Right. And it shows.
And she's writing music now every single day.
But it shows. So it's funny because, you know, people say, you know, maybe a guy's 50 years old and all of a sudden he's got a hit. And people say, wow, you know, you're kind of an overnight success. Well, they don't see the 49 years before that. Right. There's no such thing as an overnight.
Yeah. And I you know, when I do some songwriting lectures or whatnot, I always emphasize that everybody can write one good song. Yeah, look at all the one hit wonders we've had.
Yes.
But it is a matter of what are you doing for your career? What's the long term? Do you just want to be a one hit wonder? I don't think anybody would settle for a one hit wonder situation. But yeah, it's what you do with the rest of your time in writing better songs than the one that was the big song. You know, how do you parlay that into a career? And there aren't a lot of people with as long a career as there were before. I think the industry has changed back to kind of the way it was in the 50s and 60s, is that they were looking for singles.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, this is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between. Greg Joseph from the Clarks will be back coming up next on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA. This is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between. He's the star, Richard Bazzi from Schultz Ford. Go to SchultzFord.com. I'm Bubba from 100.7 Star. And on with us today is Greg Joseph. 30 years, when you hear that, of the Clarks, 30 years of the Clarks. Do you ever wake up and shake your head and said, oh my God, where has the time gone?
Yeah, every minute of every day. I don't know where every minute has gone, but I've enjoyed the whole thing from beginning to end, or up to this point, I should say. There is no end in sight as far as we can tell. But yeah, 30 plus years. And the interesting thing with the band is it's the original four members.
Wow.
It's not like we've swapped out guitar players or drummers or bass players or whatnot. We're the original four guys, which I don't think you'll find too many places.
And has your songwriting changed? If you look at the music that you wrote, the music that you performed 30 years ago, has it changed and evolved over the years?
Absolutely. When you start out, I think you take the low-hanging subjects, girlfriends, boyfriends, drinking beer, parties. And as you get to this age, you start looking at real-life situations, death of parents, more realistic-type situations that go on in the world around you, basically.
So let me jump on that real quick, because you are multifaceted and you your whole band is, but you know, you did something for Toyota, right?
Right.
Who is my competitor, so I hate you.
But we're open now. We're not in contract, Richard. Keep
okay,
that in
good.
Mind.
We need to talk. We actually do need to talk.
So
you did something for Toyota I want to talk about. Then you did something which is a nationally released American Diary. Mm-hmm. Which was an 11-song collection of stories about what you just mentioned, life, death, and the desire and broken hearts told with your trademark cynicism and dry humor. Now, that is something that really interests me. Tell me about that. What is that?
It's my way of songwriting, and it's not at times it's not for the band. You have to write personally, and if the band accepts what you've written, especially since I'm not the lead singer, I have to be conscientious of what I bring into the band, and Scott, our lead singer, has to buy into it, or at least like the lyrics that I toss at the band. But so then you get into the more personal songs, things that are directly related to me. There's a song on that record called Dance Land, and that is where my folks grew up, which is out at Westview Park. Or it was at Westview Park. There's a mall standing there now, but they grew up in that area. And I wrote about that scenario of them meeting and getting together. And we used to have our school picnics there. So that's a personal song. There's a song about, our drummer. His brother had passed away, just a week before his, wedding. And there's a song on there called Down the Aisle. And, that's a very poignant song, and always kind of brings a tear to my eye whenever I pull that song back out and sing it. So you get a good mix of the what's going through my head personally on that record.
The other thing is, when I look at, and I am I love doo-wop, and you know, I always had a favorite artist, and I'm going to ask you if you have a favorite artist too at some point. But I had a favorite artist from Pittsburgh, Smokey Robinson. Not from Pittsburgh, but currently lives here. And so I look at his every song. There is nothing that is even close to resembling a lyric of today. Lyric of today is about, you know, violence and all social commentary, things that are really negatives. And when I look at the doo-wop bands of that era, I see, like you said, girlfriend, love, emotion, all the stuff that's wholesome. And I don't know what changed, but I think the social environment either changed the music, or the music changed the social environment. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a little bit of both because that music is still there. I was down at the Arts Festival this summer, and there were some really good hip hop and R&B acts performing. And, you know, when you stand there for a half hour or an hour and you listen to the lyrics, there were a couple of guys that were really digging into love and family and, really excellent songs. And it's there, but I guess the industry is promoting that material because how else do we hear it? How else does it get to be a hit single if, you know, if a record label's not picking up that type of music?
It's interesting because we are seeing a trend, and I coach a lot of high school baseball players, and they are playing music from literally from the 70s and 80s, and they pick the music. They pick the playlist, and I turn to them all the time, and I say, how do you know that song? I mean, that song was when I was a child, and the perspective has changed, and I've seen it happen over the last 3 to 5 years. If you're a teenager, you don't look at eras of music anymore. It's just music. Like, we define music as 80s music or 90s music or hip-hop music or country music. They don't. They just see it as music they like.
But how do we serve that music content to them? How do they even be exposed to it?
They're getting it from movies and they're getting it from social media, because I've asked the question.
Movies, yes, and social media. But
going back to that, the lyrical content, it goes through all genres. And that's
except country.
I would say country has its own twist, but you know, it started out probably pretty controversial back in the day. That it had some touchy lyrics back in the, you know, 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, where it wasn't widely accepted. So it was kind of the rebel music of its time as well.
That's true. Can I interrupt you real quick? Because I know we're running out of time, but I have some really pertinent questions.
Okay. Question. Are we getting to the cars part of this now?
Yeah. Okay. What was your first car?
All right. My first car. I owned a red Honda Civic SI. I believe it was an 86 or an 87, if I'm not mistaken.
Great. That was a great looking car. What's your current car?
Current car, I have two. I have an Acura RDX and I have a 2006 Honda S2000.
So you see,
you're sensing a theme here.
So your initial purchase influenced your future purchases. Because you're still with Honda.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't get me pigeonholed. I had a Ford Ranger. It was like a purplish Ford Ranger. I don't remember. That would have probably been the early 90s, somewhere around there. Loved that truck.
Yeah, we make them again. So
yeah,
we're looking for you to come into our showroom. So that, and then your favorite musical artist.
Favorite musical artist, I would have to say between The Police, Elvis Costello, and Tom Petty. Those are the top three right there for me.
Tom Petty alone. I really like Tom Petty. I can't really think of, I mean, I know the other bands, but I can't really think of a song of theirs. But Tom Petty, of course, I love.
Absolutely. He was taken from us a little bit too soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he sure was.
Greg,
I'm
Joseph.
Sorry I ran over, but we could talk forever.
Absolutely. Greg Joseph from the Clarks, we're so thankful that you joined us today. Continued success.
Greg, thank you, Bubba. So much.
Thanks, Bubba. Yep. Thanks, Richard.
This is Cars, Stars, and Everything in Between on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.